First planning. Well, I know that you'd had a planning meeting before.
Yes.
Because the deputy head went to that. And I was a bit miffed, to say the least. Only because I felt like I knew Ailey, because I was the person that was working with her. So when the next one came up, I asked if I could sit in on it. But and Leanne said, yeah, that would probably be better in the long term. And I said, well, can Sarah come as well? Because the two of us both work with Ailey, and it would be beneficial for us both to know what was going on, meeting all the different people, seeing what we need for Ailey that will help her settle within our space.
Yeah, we'd had a few child planning meetings before Ailey came into education that were incredibly daunting. And yeah, I think one of them maybe had 16 different professionals at them. Some of them we had never met before they actually turned up at the meeting. So by the time that Ailey was three and coming into education, we had already decided that we need to really scale down our planning meetings, have them in places that are comfortable, because that really made a bit of a difference. So not to have people who weren't necessarily directly involved. So when we came to do our child planning meeting at the nursery, we didn't bring the chest physio with us, although I think she might have came to one at one point. And there was no need for sort of community nursing or at that stage to come along to it, because it wouldn't be relevant to her time at nursery. The professionals that needed to come were obviously you guys talking about, you know, Ailey's play, the OT for equipment, physio to help with the support, etc., like moving and handling, and education. And that seemed to be a manageable group of people that made it not daunting. Yeah. And that when we came to the meeting, there was nobody new. Everyone knew what we were there, and we were then able to, I suppose, make it more productive. And as a parent, that made it a lot easier, because sometimes, you know, and particularly our very, very first meeting, where there was just a whole room full of professionals, and, you know, some of them we didn't know and didn't know what their purpose was. It just felt really comfortable that, yeah, we knew everyone in the room, and we knew what their purpose was and how that then impacted Ailey at nursery.
It came more friendlier, yeah. I think, as well.
It came more like a kind of, just like a chat.
Yeah, having a chat about everything, making sure that we're all following the same guidelines and we were on the same hymn sheet.
And we were able, I think you guys were so great at communicating with me, and, you know, because of our, you know, being able to build up that relationship. But we'd built up that relationship obviously with the OT and the physios and stuff. And there were small things that they would say, is that, would it be okay to have the meeting at 9:15? Is that okay for you? Because then that means that we can come to that meeting and then we can do something else. Whereas if they were coming to a meeting at 10:30, that was the only thing that they could do in the morning. So they wouldn't be able to fit a meeting in beforehand. So when they came at 9, it was, you know, nobody was sort of thinking, I was taking this whole morning just to do this one meeting. There was a bit of communication that was making it comfortable for them.
Also gave you time when the meeting was finished to leave Ailey with us.
Yes.
For a little while, and then go and do what you needed to do.
Yeah.
And give you that space.
And also just to talk to the professionals afterwards, because then I wasn't caring for Ailey. And if, you know, they talked about something, I was then able to, you know, maybe doing something at home, I was then able to carry on that conversation after the meeting without then going, well, I've got Ailey and I need to get home. That was quite good. But obviously you guys made that comfortable for all of us. You know, such a lovely surroundings in the staff room with tea and biscuits. That's a really big thing. You go places to have really big conversations with lots of people and don't get tea. What a biscuit. And it was lovely having Ailey at the meeting.
Yeah.
And because Ailey was at the meeting, and she was so comfortable being at the cow gate and all around us, that made a difference too. Because we were talking about, you know, Ailey doing things, and then actually she was there demonstrating beautifully, taking her cars and putting them into her little garages. And yeah,
it was nicer. It was a much better atmosphere as well. And there was, nobody sort of felt out of place. You didn't feel like, oh, they're professionals and I'm not, sort of thing. Everybody was welcoming and everybody had a wee bit to say and everybody listened. And then when it was thing, everybody was ready to put in their input as to what would be a nice suggestion or, no, that doesn't work, so could we try this? And
But you guys made that relationship with those professionals good by listening to what they were saying, taking on and having conversations with them about the things that did or didn't work. And so yous were all equal